All right, so we're in the middle of Pasuk Ches in the Bir Agro. On the Pasuk of Tachin Bakayitz, Lachmo, Agro, Vakatsir, Ma'achalo. So we were, Mamish in the middle of peace, where the Goyin was explaining, we'll start with the Inyan, maybe we'll read it a little bit more full, because we start in the middle, and then we'll go back to what we were discussing last week, which was the Derech Halimud in the Yeshivas, and see what... some things on that. So he says, "Va'inyan." The inyan is shetzarich ha'adam b'meinu urav shuzman akatsir. The person needs to, in the days of his youth, which is the time of harvest, le'egor v'le'esoif, to gather together, ha'inu lulma yitoyra harbe, to learn a lot of Torah. You have to gather a lot of Torah together. V'acharkach b'kayitz shuzsoif yamav b'meizik nusoy. Then, when it comes to the kayitz, which is the end of his days, at the time of his old age, litchoin oisam lahavin kol dover al buryoin, to grind them up, right? The whatever you've gathered from the field, I guess the grain or whatever, you will grind it up to understand everything in a clear way. So as we mentioned, ne'urim and zikna are lechara two extremes with somewhat of a span in between them. We're exactly. You make that transition from the Urim to Zikunim in your Derech Halima. From this piece, at least, it's somewhat unclear. But the Yisoy, the fundamental point, is clear. The fundamental point that the Goyin is saying is that you have to first gather and know a lot of Torah. You have to have a tremendous amount of Yedias in Torah before you can start to understand anything clearly. After you have all the information,
You don't understand clearly, or because you need to use your main Urim
I don't remember over here, but from different places it looks like that without the information you're grinding up stuff that you like. When you get a bigger grasp of Torah and know more Torah, so automatically you understand things in a more proper way. That's what I think is the basic pshat. Even though you're right, there are other aspects involved, which is some of what we're going to see, hopefully today, soon. So then the Gemara says, "Vizel im ein Torah ein kemach." Right? This is actually a little like much what I'm saying. That if you don't have the kemach, you don't have Torah, and if you don't have the Torah, you don't have kemach. Lo im lo yebiyod the Torah harbe, lo yele mimalit chayin. If you don't have a lot of Torah, you won't have what to grind up or from what to grind up. V'imein kemach. And if you don't have the kemach, and you don't grind and analyze well, ein Torah, then you don't have Torah. Then you have nothing in your hands. Even though you learned a lot, you come up empty-handed. It's like basically in the urim, you don't know anything. You like as much as you're learning, you might, but until you get to that stage of analysis and to be teichin. Ain't Torah. That's what the God is really saying. Yeah. Puts things into perspective. V'zeh shamu Chazal, and this is what Chazal said. Gemara in Yuma, man de'omar ha lo echosh lekimche. Right, when he wanted to say, give a critical statement about something that was said in learning, so he said that whoever said that, lo echosh lekimche, he wasn't careful about his kemach. V'chei mashe omu Chazal, rabcha kotil kani ba'agma. Same thing with Chazal say, the Gemara in Shabbos, that he said your Rebbe was cutting reeds from the Agam. He didn't know how to be mefarish the Mishnah. Kibakeya eitzim yisochen bom, because the one who chops wood will be warmed up with them. If you chop up the wood, klaimar bakeya eitz gold. If you chop up a big tree. Then you'll benefit from it and you'll be able to be warmed up from it by making a fire. But the one who didn't chop up good wood, whether it's because of his koich or some other thing that prevented, he just cuts small reeds from the agam, and that's not going to be so helpful for warming up his winter. V'chein b'teira, so to in teira. Im lo ma teira harbe, if you learned a lot of... Im lo ma teira harbe, if you didn't learn a lot of teira. Ein loy mimaliv kaya eitzim ve ein loy dinim. Then you won't have what to chop up. You won't have wood to chop up. You don't have dinim. Rak ma'at ma'at dug mesakanim. You just have little bits of things, little bits of dinim here and there, like the small reeds that Chazal use as an imagery for this. V'zeh rabcha kotel kani ba'agman. That's what he's saying. Your Rebbe just chopped up small reeds. He didn't like have the real. He didn't have the real thing. The real eitzim. Says the going v'zeh tochim b'kayitz la'achman. That's what the pasuk is saying to prepare in the kayitz. It's lechem b'soif yom. Shetzarich litchein oisem ha'itev. Because you're going to need to grind them up. You need to grind them up well. Right. He didn't collect the wood. He's, you know, he might analyze well, but he's.
He didn't analyze the good eggs. Russia, like even in the deity, there's a certain level of minimum understanding, making baiting.
Yeah, you're right that the word toifim is like, it's like a curveball in the context of the whole pasuk. Yeah, but I don't know if you could be medayik it that way. Because from the whole context, it doesn't look like that. I think when he says taivim, he just means like the big eitzim, the real eitzim, as opposed to just the small kanim. I don't think he means like, you know, quality-wise, you know, you got to know what to learn first.
No, not what to learn, right? Everything you learn, the kind of eitzim. Even for the kids, you can read it like you want to show the other one.
Yeah, okay. What's the nakuda that you're pointing out now that
status, it's funny that he didn't have kids.
What's that?
It's funny that the status didn't have kids, it was just knowledge, but it didn't have enough knowledge.
Right.
So like it's cutting time, like sure he had knowledge. You know they asked the question on one.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's Tzarechi, and I don't know. But the question is, how to apply the way. To me, the Lashon Tovim just seems to mean as opposed to the reeds. So the wood is good wood. Kanim is also wood, but it's small. It's not good. It's not gonna make the fire that you want to make. So he says. The Omar. Sorry, I lost concentration a little bit because this guy was decided to go on the phone over there. It's unbelievable. It's mamish unbelievable, and you know, it's a vod on its own. You know, just to see such a thing. So I don't know who he is, but Agra v'kotzir ma'achala. He gathered the food. By the harvest time, who neged tchilas yomav? That represents the beginning of a person's days. Shetzarch lesoif velichnos Torah harbi, that he needs to gather together a lot of Torah. Okay, so up till here, the rest of the pasuk, the rest of the beer of the grove here relates to another point, but this is the end of that point that we began last week, which is the Gaon is clearly the giving us the aside. It's not just. As we said, it's not just really the Gaon, it's the Chazal. That you first have to amass information, you have to learn first a lot, and the Gros is basically applying what Chazal tell us to first do Girsa, and then to be Masbir, to work on the Hezber at a later stage. The Gros is not just applying it in when you're learning over the course of a day, but over a lifespan, that the earlier years should be more focused on amassing much Torah, and the later years you should be using to go into things on a deeper level. Which, as we said, is certainly not the mahalach that's to be carried out and done in the yeshivas today. So I mentioned that the two reasons that I've been told a number of times when asking. I mean, I've also seen it. One is that why they do it like this in the yeshivas, why they don't seem to stick to the Hira of Chazal or to the Hira of the early Achrayin, or even the later Achrayin, is One is they want to give people, the boys, a geschmack. They want to give bachram or kids even a geschmack in learning. So the taina is that when you learn things, you know, you give over some Reb Chaims or whatever it is, it's a geschmack of thing, you know, cheftzegav. It's like it's an enjoyable experience to learn things, learn lamdas. You know, give it the kitzer. That would be it. Lamdas is a geschmack of thing. It's like a candy, you know. It's like, and the other thing, what did we say? We said the other point was that right. That they don't want the people. You know, if the first 40 years of your life, or 50, whatever it is, wherever the cutoff line is, 30, even 20, even 25, if it's spent all learning things, bibkias, so that what will happen is the brain isn't developed. The person doesn't develop that ability to analyze things on a deeper level, and he ends up becoming a person who thinks superficially, learns superficially, so that he'll never be able to get to that second stage of zikna to be teichin heitev, because the you know, it's lost. There's many, usually actually, most of the keichas hanefesh of a person have to be developed in the younger years. Once you're gets past a certain age, it's much more difficult, everyone knows, to start to develop keiches hanefesh, or new keiches hanefesh. So, therefore, they wanted to put a focus on teaching the bachrim, or even kids, to learn in a deeper way, so that they wouldn't learn superficially. Now, the truth of the matter is that there's a letter from the Stipler in Krayna de Igrisa, where he picks up a different point, and it's not just him. I've seen it in other places, but the Stipler writes it nice and short. So, in Krayna de Igrisa, I think Chelek Aleph. I decided I didn't want to bring two lines. I photocopied one. In Chelek Aleph, the Igeris Tess. So he writes, "Al dvar seder halimud b'dereinu." Regarding the Seder HaLimud in our generation, so Lamailas Kved Yedidi Chavivi Rav Goin, etc., etc. Lifnei Kama Chodashim Kibalti Michtav Mibno Yakir Sheyche Sheshoel Lama Ein Derech HaLimud BeYeshivot Kfi Amavuah BeGemara. So I got a letter from your son asking why the Derech HaLimud in Yeshivas is not the way it's explained, expressed in the Gemara. Stipler says, I don't have the letter from you, but I think he was asking, based on the Maimer Chazal, that a person should first be Goymer, learn the material itself, Vahadar Lisbar, and then only afterwards to delve into it, to go into it and be Masbred. Vanibo ani enli koach lanota mikhtavim, says the Stipler. I don't have koach, he writes this all the time, this is the letters, I don't have koach to answer mikhtavim. Zulas lois and Talmidei Chum sheeshli imayim kvar kesha tamidi, except for those Talmidei Chum that already have a constant kesha with, so you know, they're in already. Ve'echtov kan v'ktzara, so I'm going to just write here in short. Ki be'emes seder alimud hishtana b'doreinu harbei mikfi shayi b'mei chazal. Truthfully, the seder alimud has changed in our generation very much from what it was in days of chazal. Ki b'mei chazal ha'yuloim dim ba'al peh v'agmor lo yikosuf. In the days of the chazal, they were learning by heart, and the Gemara wasn't written. So that the ikar of a Talmud Chacham in those days was his bekiyus, his expertise in knowing the shmuyis and the brises and the shmaitzes, and they had to review everything 101 times. That it would be set permanently in his memory forever. And in our times, once it became permissible to write the Gemara, and we have Rishonim and Akroinim that teach us and illuminate for us the words of the Gemara, Nisma'it Inyan HaChazara, the Inyan of review has been diminished, V'nisrab Inyan HaIyun, and the Inyan of Iyun analysis, going into that depth, has become increased. Aval emesu, but the truth is, shemikol makom tzarich kol davar chazara kama v'kama pamim, really everything needs review a number of times. Shem lokein eino mevin etzim advarim, afa pish nidma lo shemevin, Because if not, he doesn't understand the essence of the material that he's learning, even though it seems to him that he understands. It's very important to note, this type is not saying the purpose of review that he's talking about over here is not to remember, but for a havana. The purpose of review is that if you don't review it numerous times, you think you understand, but you don't really understand. That's interesting. It's a part of the actual klita of the sugya, of understanding the sugya. Fine. So that's the... Right. So now, the truth of the matter is that this same Yesod are those who use this, apply this to the Gemara at the end of Hurrius, right? The Gemara has Machlaikas over there, Rab and Rav Yosef, Sinai Vayikar Harim, which one is Adif, which one is Adif, and the Gemara comes out that Sinai Adif. There are those who want to say that nowadays, that's not true. In other words, Adif was just who's more needed in the Bati Midrashim and back in those days. And the answer was, well, you need your Yitzhar HaChachma, you need the guy who's got all the information there that you can check with him. That was more important than the Mechudad, than the one who was sharp in his Havana, because if you didn't have the Mishnayis and the Brises, you didn't have, right, then you couldn't work. It doesn't matter how smart you are, you can't do anything. So there are those who want to say that Sinai Adif was only back then, but today it's the Chorif, it's the Oigar Harim that's more important. Not everyone agrees to that. It's a mahalach. Now there's another letter of this Stipler in Chelek Beis. The beginning of the Sefer, Igeres Beis, where he gives hadracha for learning, and he says, "Bederech klal, seir shelomed kvar b'fnei atzmo zman ma, a young person who learns on his own, is already learning on his own for a certain amount of time, b'lo yishmiyas shiurim in rabbi, b'ira gemar rashi v'toisus, without hearing shiurim from his rebbe and explaining the gemar rashi and toisus, Iker limudayhu lahavin heitiv asugi in perishash v'toisus." So the Iker limud of the person should be, the bacher should be, or tzair, tzair, bin avrichol, is to understand the sugi well with Rashi and Toisus. Lachashe choshev shiyodeh heitiv asugi in perishash v'toisus, and after he thinks he knows well the sugi with Rashi and Toisus, yayen v'yomid b'rishoinim zal, then he should go v'ma'ayin into the rishoinim. Kol kamashe eno mizbalbel berubeya se'ifim uvavonas divreyim. As long as he's not getting mixed up by the many se'ifim, the many details, and understanding the words of the Rishonim. Uchshiroyesh mizbalbel, when he sees that he's starting to get confused, yaniach, just leave it. Stop. V'yachzor l'limud ha-gemara im perish Rashi v'toisus, and go back to the limud gemara with Rashi and Toisus.
Same topic.
Yeah. L'achzor kol sugya she-gemara, she-gomra arbe pa'amim k'disa b'gemara, to review every sugya that you learned four times, like the Gemara says, even Moshe Rabbeinu learned four times every sugya. Then he says, "Lekvoya shnei shoyis biyoyim l'limud habikius should be kveya set 2 hours a day for learning bikius. Haynu lilmud masechet acheres she'enem lem de bishiva and pirushashi belvad beloy toisvus v'lachzer kol sugya dalit pa'am." So that's like, not like what we were saying last week, right? The disciple is saying, yeah, bikius just two. 2 hours. On the other hand, the stipler is certainly not saying the regular shivish mahalach of learning, because he's saying focus on the rishonim. He didn't even like say anything about akronim over here. And I'm not reading the whole letter, because the other thing is about when you have chidushim or whatever. But as far as what we were discussing, that's the stipler. On the other hand, and I don't think it's necessarily a stira, it's just a little bit of a different focal point. Maybe there's a little bit of a difference in approach, it could be. You have the Rav Shach. Rav Shach wrote many letters on this opinion in Mechtavim Ma'amorim. I think today they already have a number of volumes, but this is a Chelek Rishon Hasheni of the old print. I don't know where what it looks like now. So he has a letter, Lamed Tes, but Inyan Derech Halimud by Yeshivas. I think it's actually Chelek Beis. Yeah. The Inyan Derech Halimud by Yeshivas. there's a number of letters, and the truth is that you probably should read all of them, because each one has like a little bit of a different, you get something like, you get more of a Shleimus Einyan when you see all of them. But he says, Bonu b'zeh b'dvar seder alimud, shebizman ha'achron re'in nishtabish eitzel b'nei yeshivas. He says that in the later times, right? He's wrote this in Tavshin Lamed Hey, we're talking 1975, right? Of late, he says, we see shnishtabish eitzel b'nei yeshivas, things have become confused or incorrect by the b'nei yeshivas. Shelemdim kol kach ma'at b'kamut. They're learning so little as far as quantity is concerned. Shebizman echad lomdim ke esrim dapim pachot yoter ktzad. In one zman, they learn like 20 daf, more or less. Uvanu lo'oyer eschem shelezu aderech l'aliyah b'limud. And then we've come to be mo'oyer by you that this is not the derech for aliyah in learning. And they never learned like this. And from learning like this, after the zman passes, you don't feel satisfaction. You see that you have nothing. We know that divrei Torah is aniyim in one place and is ashir in another place. So when you're so focused just on 20 daf and you don't have the expanse of knowledge of the other sugyas and shah, then you're not going to get it. You're not going to understand, and you're not going to feel, you know, satiated. Obli yedios, ef shelagi l'shum darga b'limud. Without yedios, you can't get to any level in learning. Mi'ozum mitamid, haya tofes makom ikari achazara. Always, the ikar emphasis was always on chazara. Like chazara would be tofes a major, major place in a person's learning. Sheyichoizim kama pa'amim makom meseches u'meseches. They review many times each mesech to mitoch zen iskaim biyodai, and through that, they remained with the Masechta. The Masechta was niskayim by them. But like kein ayoyim shein choizim klum, not like today, they don't review at all. Ve'ein la'ash l'sa'atzmoy, and don't fool yourself. Shema'ayin b'rishayin v'itzvarim, that shema'ayin rishayin another svarim. Sh'achar kol zeh ein siba lilmoy kamut kol kach mu'ata. After everything, there's no reason to learn so little. Ve'zeh da'teinu, and therefore he says, this is our opinion. Sh'al kol echad ve'ech lilmoy kol ech pachas daf gemar b'chol yom. Every single person should learn at least a daf a day. Ula'ayin b'sifri v'sheinim b'sifri achreinim ha'mufursamim. Tima'ayin in the sifri v'sheinim b'sifri achreinim ha'mufursamim. Later on, he gives an example. What does he mean by sifarim of the sifri achreinim ha'mufursamim? So he says, "Pekmaya pnei Yeshua v'agayin Rabbi Kiva Eger." Then he also mentions afterwards that the tzoyis is also a very important thing to learn. I think he says once a week to learn tzoyis. So then he says, "V'latzar ala limud kol echak fish kefei latzmo," and everybody should review whatever you set for yourself, whether it's after every perek or after you finish the masechta. But there's got to be a lot of review. Fine. And he says, "V'chein hala," you go from that, you're going to end up being a baki and a seder, a two starim, and you're going to have cheshik to go on. I don't have time to read everything. I'll just read another letter. It's Mamish Kedai to see all the letters. That letter was Lamates. Now I'm going to read Mem Zayin, but all the letters in between discuss this as well. He says, "B'tshuva shelotav," as an answer to all his questions, "Tshuva achas hilakol," I'm giving you one answer to answer everything. "Ha'ikar lilmud gemar Rashi b'toisus." The ikar is to learn gemar Rashi b'toisus. "V'miskashim b'em," if it's hard for them, "im loim de'bichavru so yesh de'bichaverim shal piroiv." If you have problems in Rashi and Tosis, more Rashi and Tosis, so when you learn Bechavrusa through the Dibuk Haverim, usually most things become clear. And to be Ma'ayin in the Sifri Rishayim like the Ramban, Rashba, and Ran. And even when you have a Masech that's on the Shita Mekubetzes, just learn from the famous Rishayim over there. It's interesting that he's mad. He said, don't go through all of them, it's too much. Kamuvan sheyesh gam laim b'sifrei achronim mufursamim k'mei pnei yeshuva agonim b'kivei eger, aval lo lashim lev l'mashu medivrei rosh yeshivas afilu midor ha'avar mimashu atiku medivreihem. But don't pay attention to what we have from the rosh yeshivas, even from the previous generation, what they were matic from their words of the rosh yeshivas. Don't pay attention. Don't learn the raid. You know, ki ein lismach al zeh. This is, you shouldn't be soymich on it. Instead, you should learn in the Sifra Rishonim, the Sifra Ktes Achoshin, the Gunner of Kivaeger, the Yitzbze, or the Mesech Seilushi Sharan al Arif, Kadai Lumodaisai, and in the Mesechus that you have a Ran on the Rif, it's Kadai to learn that. K Kitzur, he says in the Hemshech, his Mashalim, he says, Yeshle Kvar Koshabulam and Mekhtes Achoshin, every week should have a Seder and Ktois. Mashalim Nuchetzi Yoim Hashani, Bekius, Ein Lashum Erech, what they learn the second part of the day, Bekius has no value, no worth. It's Rav Shach. Kilo Zuchrim, you don't remember it. Efshar Lamshich Lomod HaMaseches Mashalim Dim Seder Rishon B'Shtei Sdorim. You can learn the same thing, both Sdorim, whatever you learn in the Seder Rishon, both Sdorim. Avala Iker Lachzor V'Lirchos HaMaseches Kula, the Iker is to review and to be koine the entire Masechta, Oy Chele Godol Mimen, at least to be in a big portion of it, Lius Baki. Ubezeh Oifen Ache Kama Zman V'Shtei De Kama Maseches, Zeh Iker HaLiyah B'Limud. Umizeh Yelech Alech HaTzipuk. This is the Iker HaLiyah in Limud. And from this is what everyone's going to have a sipuk, the lo yavrol of shum mashberim, and he's not going to go through any mashberim. How do you say that in English? What's that? He's not going to fall apart. Kikfish shalom di makshav, because the way they learn now. That a bocher feels after a number of zmanim that he learns in yeshiva, he has nothing. He has a crisis. That's the word, right? He just falls apart. There's Rav Shach in Tavshin Lama tests this letter. Nothing's changed. It's a pele. Rav Shach was certainly the manig ador of the early yeshivas. And they, like I told you, I've spoken many rabbim, Rosh Yeshivas, why doesn't it change? Even Rav Shach can change it. But we should try to do what we can. Huh? Yeah, 100%. I gotta tell you a story. When I was... Right, but those chidushim come, the Mela. That's what he says in many times. Huh?
We're supposed to read it.
He
didn't
let him handle it.
He didn't want you to look at it. Anyway, there's some more material, but we didn't. It's too late. But the Maisa, when I was first year Beis Medrash, there was a sugya we learned in Baba Basra, and everybody prepared. It was a famous Reb Chaim on the sugya, so everybody prepared that Reb Chaim. That was like the main thing we learned. And Magid Shir is a big mess of Talmud Chacham. Reb Yitzchak Isaac Levi Prague, Chaber many Sfarim, Dayan. He taught the Rambam, gave him a whole mahalach of the Rambam, didn't mention Rabbi Chaim the whole entire sugya. Everybody was like shocked, like he clearly knew the Rabbi Chaim, you know. So I went over to him. I was always the guy that had the guts to ask, like, what's behind something. It was like pachat from him, you know. So I said, like, why didn't Rabbi say anything about the Rabbi Chaim? So he smiled. He looked at me and smiled and he said, I wanted everyone to know that there's also a Rambam. Amazing, young.